League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Here's Matias Vera. He's got a shooting opportunity. Here it's 2-2. It's Matias Vera. It's the man from Merlo, Argentina.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Advantage BMW Midtown. We talked about the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. 5 Series. I've had that. Loved it. Ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love is the customer service down there. So if you go down there, you ask for Justin. You ask for Steven. It's second to none. If you're the kind of guy or gal that, you know, isn't going to get under the hood of a car, well, then this may be the place for you because their customer service is off the charts. Advantage BMW has you covered. Sales, service, finance. You can do it very easily. Get in a 3, 5, a 7 series. Advantage BMW Midtown. Go down there. Justin and Steven. All right. Our next guest. Now, that song I was playing featured Charlie Watts on the drums, Rolling Stones. It's called Everything is Turning to Gold. And I wanted to say that so Nichelle Prince will understand what that music was before coming back on here. Nichelle, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Hi, it's Glenn. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming on. I have covered your games back when you were at Ohio State, and I'm, you know, we're all so excited for what you've done with Canada. Is it still sinking in?
Oh, my gosh. It definitely is. I think just, like, coming back with a dash and, you know, everyone kind of being excited and welcoming me back. It's definitely made it feel even more surreal that happened.
Yeah, you had been there before. You had won a bronze with Canada. What did it mean to get, you know, the victory over the United States and then go on to take the gold medal? I mean, just take us into a little bit of that and what it means for the Canadian program.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Being in the U.S. felt really, really good. it was obviously 20 years since we had beat them, so being able to beat them in the semifinals in the Olympics, it was the perfect time. And like you said, I got a bronze in the 2016 Olympics, but I think this team just knew that we could do so much more. The team had back-to-back bronze medals, but we knew that there was more that we could accomplish, and we went into this tournament really believing that we can get gold. So I think also for all those girls who've been on the team for many years, this is just like, you know, something that we really need to do for the country and for this team. And we're trying to grow soccer in Canada, women's soccer, and we want to fight for a league. And this was the first step to doing that. I think people are now looking and seeing how talented this group of girls are and how talented women's soccer players are in Canada. So hopefully people are seeing that and we'll get stuff moving in the right direction.
She's Nichelle Prince. You can catch her act with the Houston Dash down at BBVA Stadium. This weekend they play Racing Louisville. Look, gold medal winner right in our town here. And not only that, wonderful young woman, incredible college career at Ohio State.
Thank you.
And an opportunity to see her live and in action with, you know, 4 other medal winners down there, including her 2 teammates, Sophie Schmidt, who we had on here, and also Elisa Chapman. And then, of course, bronze medal winners also down at BBVA with Jane Campbell and Christy Mewis. So pretty remarkable. So I talked to Julia Grosso, Nichelle. I talked to Sophie. Wonderful, wonderful interviews. If you take me a little bit deeper into now when the iron is hot here and what this can mean to Canada, what does this mean for the women's game? Because I know a lot of the top talent has come out of Vancouver Whitecaps and certain areas of Canada. How does this get expanded potentially now?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the top 10 teams in the women's game, top 10 countries, all of them have a professional league, and we're one of the only ones that don't. And so I think that says a lot about the talent that we have in our country right now. And I think that us being able to get a gold medal at the Olympics without having that backup support with the league, I think it says so much. I think that imagine our pool being so much bigger because girls, instead of, you know, after college them saying, okay, well, there's not that many opportunities for me to play, they actually have a league at home in their own backyard that they can play in. Imagine that there's so many more girls willing to still play professional. I think that puts our pool at an even higher talent, even higher talent. And, yeah, I think that people need to start looking at it and seeing that women's sports are, you know, it's growing right now. And I think that this is the time to invest and to really just, you know, believe in us and put in the support, because the time is now. I think we've proven that we can do a lot.
Also the time now to see Nichelle and her Houston Dash teammates who are fighting for a playoff spot. Sunday night, 6:30. It's called 713 Night. $7 tickets, $1 hot dogs, $3 beers. Can't beat that. And then you can welcome back all the medalists. This is the first night I think everybody's going to be there. Michelle, how do you get refocused now to get the job done for the Houston Dash? I can't think it can be easy, but maybe it is. But you got to now get yourself rebooted here and get into the NWSL mode and get this team over the hump and finally get into the playoffs. The club has never gotten there.
Yeah, I think it's time to now just like refocus on being back with Dash. And I am excited, just obviously just coming off a high of winning gold medal. But now I truly do still want so much more for myself individually and for my team with the Dash. And so I'm coming back in focused. And as a Dash player, I've been on this team for now, this is my sixth season, and we haven't been able to make the playoffs. And it's been, you know, we've been close at times. We've been, you know, way far at the bottom of the table at some years. But this year, we're so close, and we have the team to be able to do it, to make the playoffs and to win the playoffs. I really believe that. And so I'm really focused for these next few months because we're so close. I think we just need to stay focused and get wins at home. That's going to be really important for us.
Talking to Nichelle Prince, gold medal winner with Canada, Houston Dash. Dash coming back after playing in the WICC, which was pretty remarkable, an opportunity to play Barcelona. I love the crossover of the international with the NWSL game, Nichelle. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think the ICC tournament is huge for women's soccer. Just being able to, you know, spread the game around the world and get people to see what women's professional sports are in America. I think that's so important that, you know, we're able to show our talent on the international level like that. And it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to play a team like Barcelona. And it was a hard match, but I think that we showed as a Dash team that we can compete against the world's best teams. So it was a really fun opportunity to get to go to Portland and play them.
Nichelle, what do you learn from some of the international teams? And I know they're learning things from the NWSL. That's part of the reason these tournaments are also very important for all involved. But what do you think the NWSL teams learn from the international teams?
Yeah, I think it's no surprise that they're very different styles of play. Barcelona plays with a very possession-based style of play, and I think that the NWSL and the Dash specifically, where our strength is transition, and we like to, you know, get the ball forward, use our speed, our athleticism, and so I think it was, like you said, it was a learning opportunity for us to see how they play and to see what works for them. I don't think we need to completely change how we play, but it's fun to get to, you know, see what really works for them. And I think that the styles of play in the future will probably, the gap and the difference of it will probably, I think, get a little bit closer together. I think that NWSL can be more of a possession style play, and they'll learn to be more athletic as well and use our strengths. But, yeah, I think that there are two different styles of play, but you could see that both are very strong and that they're very effective. So it was really cool getting to play against that style.
Nichelle Prince joining us tonight, Houston Dash, Canadian gold medal winner in this Olympics that just concluded. By the way, she's played in the World Cup. I mean, you look at her career and the things she's done. She's won a bronze medal prior in Olympics. And this is all going on in Houston. And you have an opportunity to see these tremendous women soccer players in action. And you can do it really reasonable. It's probably the best sporting value in town. So it's a Houston Dash this Sunday, and they're taking on Rossing Louisville. All right, to growing up in Canada, who were some of your, you know, kind of role models? And did you have a youth coach that really made the game exciting for you? How did it all happen? Where did the love affair with soccer begin?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing since I was four. I've always been in love with the game. But I also grew up running track, and I ran track very competitively for a long time. But remember, it was when I was around about 13 when I went to go watch Canada play at the BMO Field in Toronto. And I remember I went with my sister, who was a huge soccer fan and knew all the players. And she kind of like pointed me to Christine Sinclair and Kara Lang and, you know, all those stars on the team back then. And she was like, those are the stars. And I remember just after the game, my parents letting me go and say, get their autographs and get pictures after the game. I remember taking pictures of Sinclair and Kara Lang and just being like, wow, I want to do this one day. Like, I want to play in the national team. And I think that ever since that was my goal, to, you know, go as far as I can with soccer and to play on the international level.
Nichelle, you've scored goals against international teams like England, New Zealand, Brazil, Mexico, Trinidad and Tobago. What was your most memorable goal internationally?
I would say definitely at the World Cup against New Zealand. You know, it wasn't like a beautiful goal or anything, but it was my first time at a World Cup and my first goal at a World Cup. And I just remember feeling like, wow, like I've been waiting for this feeling for so long. And, you know, it was a long journey to even, you know, play at the national level, at the international level. And I was on the team for a long time, but, you know, I was learning a lot and not always getting a lot of minutes. So being at the world stage and scoring a goal, it's definitely a goal I'm always going to remember.
And that was in France, and that was June 15th, 2019. Canada would win that game 2-0. Okay, now that we know what was your most memorable goal, which was your most beautiful goal?
Beautiful. I would say on the international level or?
Yeah, international level.
International level, against Mexico. It was at home. And it was far left corner. And I just remember, like, my family was there. And it was just an exciting, you know, it was, again, it was, my parents have gone to a lot of games and not always seeing me play or not always getting a lot of minutes. I remember scoring in that game and just feeling like super proud and happy my family was there to see it.
Nichelle, we thank you very much for coming on tonight. Best of luck against Rossing Louisville on Sunday. We're looking forward to seeing you in the Dash and James Clarkson and company getting into the playoffs. Thanks so much for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And stash that gold medal somewhere good, okay?
I will, for sure.
Thank you, Nichelle. So that's Nichelle Prince, a tremendous athlete. I remember calling her games when she was at Ohio State, playing for the Buckeyes under Lori Walker back then.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.